on time today. According to new data, 3 out of the 12 passenger lines failed to meet Queensland Rail's on-time running targets. Targets that they've described as strict on-time running targets in the past. And all 3 lines that are having difficulty are on Brisbane's north side. Now, you may recall we had a look at this some time ago when we broadcast from Central Station, and we spoke to Jeff Addison from the rail lobby group Rail Back on Track. And Mr. Addison was very strong in some of his concerns he made about what's happening on the north side in particular. So we've invited him back onto the program this afternoon. Jeff Addison, thanks for joining me once again, Jeff.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve.
Queensland Rail aims to have more than 95% of services arrive on time, but there are 3 lines which aren't meeting those targets, and they're all on the north side of Brisbane. What are the lines?
That's right. They are the Caboolture line, the Redcliffe Peninsula line, and the Sunshine Coast line are the 3 worst performers, and they're consistently worse.
And you're not surprised. Why?
No, look, there are many issues. I mean, for the Sunshine Coast line, we know that it's impacted by its single track. We know that the Caboolture line is probably impacted by the congestion created by the 650 extra services on the Redcliffe Peninsula line that feed into it. And the result is that, customers on the north side seem to get a raw deal.
Occasionally I make jokes. Well, why do they get a raw deal? Occasionally I make jokes about the Caboolture Sunshine Coast line. Almost every single day there's a problem on that line. What is going wrong? Do you have any intelligence, any information about what's wrong in particular with the Caboolture Sunshine Coast line?
Yeah, look, aside from, that the Sunshine Coast line and the Caboolture line by extension of that is a shared line that's shared with freight and long-distance trains, which lines like the Gold Coast, for example, aren't, and the Ipswich line aren't, to the same extent. So that's part of the problem. Being a single track north of Caboolture from Beerburrum is obviously also part of the problem and limits the effectiveness and the efficiency of the line. But part of the other issue, we believe, is the signalling system. I mean, the Redcliffe Peninsula line is the newest line on the network. And why is it having these major issues? So we believe there was a report into the signalling system on the Redcliffe Peninsula line, for example, that has never been made public. And we believe that Queensland Rail probably, if they aren't already, need to address, potential signalling issues between the Redcliffe line and the main network line. Another item that
it's surprising the Redcliffe Peninsula line's online running is poor, considering it's the newest line on the network.
That's right, yeah, and that's why it's such a surprise, I guess. I mean, we think part of the reason, when the Redcliffe Peninsula line opened, it opened with 650 services a week, literally double what the Sunshine Coast had back then. And that's sort of feeding into the congestion of the line, between Petrie and Northgate, for example. And another issue could well be that there's only a single crossover at Petrie, and we believe probably a double crossover would have made that line more effective.
The Sunshine Coast line, Jeff, when I spoke to you at our special day when we broadcast from Central Station, you were very troubled by a number of promises and commitments that weren't met. Or weren't delivered after, despite years and years of promises.
Yes.
How much is that playing into? I'm amazed. I've been travelling up and down to the Sunshine Coast by car, sadly, on almost every second day at the moment, and I'm stunned at the growth, the vehicle traffic that's occurring up there. Why has the rail work not been done? Why it's done way too late? The problem's already happening.
Yeah, look, it has been, and this stems back to when as I mentioned earlier, there was a contract to actually build the rail duplication from Beerburrum to Lansborough back in 2009. In 2006, it was announced by the then Transport Minister Paul Lucas to be completed by 2012 for a cost of $240 million. We know that all work stopped around April 2009. No explanation from the government was ever made for that. Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier, she was a member of Cabinet in 2009, and she became Transport Minister in early 2011.
Have you ever asked her? Have you ever tried to ask her why?
Not directly, no. I have, I guess, asked the question on the radio a number of times, and I think it's good to see that ministers seem to be starting to appear on radios and talkback and media generally 12 months out from an election. But, yeah, look, no explanation was ever given for that work stopping. I mean, I got a document under Right to Information that told me that the works that were finished to Bibburrum wouldn't achieve proper capacity until it was completed to Landsborough, and in spite of that advice, they stopped the work. So it's been a long, sad history. It's taken 10 years. You know, the government have been in power for 25 of the past 30 years this December. It's taken them 10 years to sort of renew and finally announce money for the rail duplication. But for us on the north side, you know, it's even fraught with peril in that they're now arguing that having to pay 50% of the cost when they were paying 100% of the cost in 2009 and, you know, using it as a political football.
At the moment, the duplication between Bibburrum and Larenborough, the federal government's committed money, the state has committed money, but they're still about 30%. Yeah, they're still about 30% short. Who should pay the remaining 30%, do you believe?
Yeah, look, I believe a state government should. I always thought because it was a track shared with freight that a 50-50 sharing of the funding was a fair deal. And you know, this is really what kicked off my campaign. I actually campaigned on the basis of freight and the efficiency of freight because it had an economic advantage to the state, whereas passenger rail is subsidised by the state. So I guess I always knew that this could come back to bite me, but I never really thought that the government would be complaining about, you know, paying 20% when they were paying 100% back then. I think 50-50 is certainly fair. The LNP at state level have announced that if they win the election on October 31, 2020, they'll fund it 50% with the federal government's $390 million 50% contribution. But the state government don't seem to want to do that. Yet at the same time, they can announce three new train stations for the Gold Coast. You know, they catch the train to the Gold Coast regularly. I'm not aware of any selfie by any transport minister or premier that's ever been on a Sunshine Coast train. And it's just got to change. I mean, the premier promised to be a premier for all of Queensland, but for the Sunshine Coast, it's well proven on the documented history of our circumstances that, you know, that clearly isn't the case.
I'll speak to you again, Jeff Addison. Thank you very much for your time.
No, thank you, Steve.
Jeff Addison is from the rail lobby group Rail Back on Track. Spoke with him about why it was that the lines in the QR network are the ones that are not meeting Queensland Rail's running targets, are all on the north side of Brisbane.